you down to the train station. Gonna buy a ticket or two. Call up an old friend, let him know that I'm on the move. Time's getting complacent, the air's gotten stale again. I might go back to New York, but someplace warm where I haven't been. When I was young, I thought I was destined for San Francisco. Just sitting daydreaming in the dark and snow in Buffalo. So I moved a little west, try to find what I was looking for. Bought a round gold ring for that girl I sure adore. Stuck by me when I lost my mind late. Stay with me when I thought that I couldn't get it straight. When I was young, I thought I was destined. Just sitting daydreaming in dark snow in Buffalo. Caught and wasted. A lot of friends aren't there when you call. But you can't make them all in one place. Sometimes when you run, you can't keep it all. When I was young, I thought I was destined to San Francisco. Just sitting daydreaming in the dark snow in Buffalo. When I was young, I thought I was destined for San Francisco. Just sitting daydreaming in the dark.
Platter and a track called Destined. First time that we're playing it on the air.
Yeah. I'm glad that we have it in the system.
I say, yeah. Something like that.
We're professionals here. Rocks.
Before Thor, you heard from the Ohio Weather Band, Dirty Water, Winslow, Ain't That a Shame, and Lauren Lanzaretta and Wounded Man. Joining us in studio now, Thor Platter and Rob Dusky.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Jason, it's on you now.
Oh, boy.
It's on you to keep these two in check. Mostly
well,
that one.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
This is starting really well. We're doing well so
far. I think everybody's afraid to start talking.
Well, we spent about 20 minutes, you know, while the mics were off, trying to figure out which words we can use. And the synonyms for certain words.
Okay.
And how many bathroom jokes we're about to have here.
Oh, boy.
But speaking of bathroom jokes, no, we were joking off the air. 10x3 was this last Wednesday.
The three-year anniversary.
Three-year anniversary of the 10x3. And as I took a break in the to go relieve myself, I closed the door to the restroom, and I saw your pretty face staring right back at me.
That's right.
And it freaked me out. But it was talking about your show this Saturday.
Define freak you out.
Well, it just... You looked really pretty. I mean, looked.
And that wasn't even the poster. That was just him in the bathroom.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, Thor, you've got this guy on the bill with you as well. You're playing Brothers Lounge.
Yes.
Which night?
Tell this Saturday. Saturday, June 28th.
Starting at?
9-ish.
Yeah.
9-ish.
Doors at 8.
Get a good seat.
Is Rob starting it?
I will be opening.
Yes. That's true. That's a true statement.
Okay, so what have you been up? What's new? I haven't gotten to talk to you in probably since the last time you were in studio.
Yeah. Well, I've just been hanging my posters everywhere that I can.
In the most awkward places possible.
Yep. Jason walks around town and he sees me there. No, we've just been kind of doing some touring out of town and I got a real good band together with me now, and not that I didn't before, but some of the guys that were on the record from last year are not able to tour. They're in different spots. They're, some people in Buffalo and some friends of mine that chose to, not do music anymore so much. I don't know. Weird. But, so we've just been going around. So we're bringing it back to Cleveland, and we want to have a real big show at Brothers. And I've got Steely Dan. Dan Morris is playing pedal steel for us that night. Sitting in, Chris Hanna. Playing keyboards, Jeff Harmon's playing drums, and Paul Lewis, fresh back from Nashville, is playing bass.
You played Porch Fest this past weekend.
Yes, I did, yep.
How was that?
Awesome, awesome. We had a really nice host. Her name was Gail. It was over on 130th, does that sound right? Not one. It's 130th, isn't
there,
right?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Yeah. So she was very, very nice. Her and her husband hosted us. They fed us after, which was I've played Porch Fest 3 years in a row, and that set the mark pretty high there. They fed us. They had a whole cooler full of beers inside that we didn't realize until after the show, and we had to kind of run out of there.
They probably planned it that way.
I think so. Yeah, but it was really nice. And every year that's such a great event, and we just had a blast playing it. People are really responsive, and I sold a bunch of CDs and. People took cards, and I'm sure that I'll see those people in the future at other shows too. And it's nice. I don't really play on the east side a lot besides Beachland and things like that. Like we played Garlic Festival and Shaker and Porch Fest. And
why do you hate us?
I know. I know. I wish there was more places for me to get out and play, But I love the west side. I mean, you come up to the west side a lot, Jason. So.
Yeah. I just try to get closer to Rob Dusky.
That's right.
No comment.
But of course, we're talking to Thor Platter and Rob Dusky there in the corner. Thor, you are playing this Saturday at Brothers Lounge. What can we expect? Anything?
A good. I guess. I mean, I hate to say rock because that's what we're doing though. We're gonna be a good rock and roll show, a good Americana show, and kind of tell people. People always ask me what kind of music I play. That's what I'm getting a lot lately. Right before you start, I'm sure you can dig that, but. When I say Americana, it's coming around a lot more, but this is what they can come and see, and they can actually see what that genre is.
Very cool.
I said, well, why don't we, you want to play something? Why don't we
hear
what you've got little bit.
It's a somewhat new song called Captain Black. That's not on the last record, but it will be on the next one.
Thor Platter live on Neo Rocks.
When I was a little boy, Daddy took us on a fishing trip down south. The sun was setting in the western sky. He pulled in a third as his pipe hung low out of his mouth. That smell, Captain Black, Royal Blue. All the roads he knew so well, and that old truck would pull us through. He could tell a joke, make everybody laugh, stay out with the boys all night and still get up at first light. The boat in the water for the sun came up. Out on the lake, no matter how rough, just to get a fish on the line. Oh, I remember that smell, Captain Black, Royal Blue. Oh, the roads I knew so well, and that old truck will pull us through. Keep gas in your tank and I'll always be around on your ride. He was my old man, he was my best friend. I don't know when I'm gonna see him again, but that's all part of this life. That smell, Captain Black, Royal Blue. And all the roads I knew so well, and that old truck will pull us through. Oh,
Thor Platter, live here in studio with us. A track called Captain Black.
Yes.
Say, and how much would you say of the show is going to be new versus old stuff?
Probably I don't know, a quarter to half. Yeah, we have a lot more new stuff than I did. You know, for the people came out for the CD release, it was pretty much that. You know, the whole album and. Some covers that I decided to throw in there, and I think now it's been a year, it's been over a year, and we've really kind of I've weeded out all the stuff that I didn't really like that didn't come across, and I think we have a really good show put together. We do have a really good show. I'm not gonna say that. Yeah, we do have a really good show.
So what you mentioned covers in the last one? Do you have any surprises in store?
Yeah, you want me to tell them?
I'm not,
there's a couple surprises. We're doing it. You know, it's a show now. That's what we're really trying to convey, more than just a gig, and that's what we're doing. And Brothers Lounge is nice enough to host us and support local music, and you know, and nothing against local music, but we're bigger than local. You know what I mean? We want to get out there and do it, and in places like Brothers recognize that now, and. You know, you can go see some really good cover acts at Brothers, and you can also see some really good original music. And, you know, Brent's doing a great thing with the 10x3s on Wednesdays. And, you know, the jams on Thursdays end up being really nice, too. And there's real good music in there.
You don't work for Brothers Lounge, do you?
No. It's just one of the local places.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Brothers Lounge.
As I said, I do like the West Side.
But it's nice because it's not far west.
It is.
It's centrally located in town. It is. And that's what makes it accessible to everybody.
It is east of Bunce. But it's east of 117th.
It's actually, east of Rite Aid.
Speaking of which, wow.
Like that segue? That's why.
This is what I'm going to say. Thor Platter and Rob Dusky in studio, of course, talking about the show this Saturday, Brothers Lounge, Brothers Lounge, Brothers Lounge. Good to see you here, Rob. You had an interesting weekend.
Yeah, it was all right. Are you referring to Urinegate? Is that what you were referring to?
I'm sorry to interrupt
you. I'd like to give a shout out to the Lakewood Police Department for giving me a great tour of what happens to you when you relieve yourself in a bush in a Rite Aid parking lot. Take my advice, folks. Don't do it. Just pee your pants. It's just, you're just better off.
Too much Kool-Aid. That's all it was. Kool-Aid.
You know what? The truth is, I wasn't even inebriated. I was just walking a friend home, and she was like, will you walk me home? She was like, will you walk me home?
And this is how you impressed her? Try to impress
no,
her.
I don't. Yeah. Anyways, just don't do it, because if you do get caught, you're gonna pay a hefty fine, kids. And
well, I've got to say that the highlight of my day was reading that sheet that you gave me. It was
the ticket.
Yeah, we'll call it the ticket.
Yeah.
Say well,
the citation.
Citation. That's right.
At least you're not in jail.
No, and it's I need to be very clear so people don't think I'm a weirdo.
A real nice jail, though. I mean, if you're gonna go to one,
Thor, how would you know that?
It's better than Parma jail. I'll tell you that.
We figure in the Americana community, we need to get more of a street cred rep. So
that's right.
So relieving yourself on bushes is how that's
right,
gonna happen.
Right. You know, rappers shoot people, guys in plaid, we pee on bushes. So we'll just do that.
And I think you're saying again, like, there's nothing against the Lakewood Police Department.
No, I think they do a fine job of stopping drunk drivers. That would be my main point. You know, I wasn't out on the street exposing myself to people. I just happened to be in a poor situation and at the wrong time, and that's the difference. Like it literally was just bad circumstances, and no, I'm not a sex offender. If anybody's wondering, that's not what happened.
Now, is this going to be a tour? I mean, next up, CVS and Giant Eagle.
Well, Walgreens, refused to comment.
How many drug marts do they have in Lakewood? You could hit
Drug Mart, Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS. Tonight's show is brought to you by drugstores everywhere for all your.
So anyway, none of this will be going.
And Flomax.
Has any of this turned into a song yet?
No. Though I did go listen to some gangster rap afterwards, because I really wanted to hear, like, you know, some Straight Outta Compton.
Is that what all the chains you're wearing are for right now?
Yeah, right. I want to give a shout out to Jared the Jeweler. Thanks for hooking me up with this new chain. And my boy Kid Cudi.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Where did this go?
Okay, so other than getting approached by the police, what else? What have you been up to, Rob? Because you're another one that I haven't seen.
Oh, you want to talk about music? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've taken kind of a sabbatical from playing live for the last 6 months, really. Played shows here and there, not a lot, but I kind of lost joy in playing live for a while, and I think it was just because I was playing so much, and that's okay. So I learned to accept that maybe you need to take a break, and I've really just been focused on writing a lot. And what's funny is I have a whole slew of songs ready to record, but I'm not even sure I want to stay in this genre anymore. I'm actually considering switching everything up and challenging myself all over. So one of two things is going to happen. I'm either going to scrap 60 songs that I spent the last 6 months writing, or start a new type of music career. So I'm not really sure yet, but for now I'll just keep
Are you finally getting into the... Go ahead. If you had that joke, go ahead.
Funkmaster Dusky?
Sure. Sure.
I would pay money to see that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes you have to re-challenge yourself, I think, and I don't ever want to be – I don't ever want a listener, or at least myself, to listen to myself, not feel inspired and challenged and available at the same time. I want to make music that everyone enjoys, not just a specific, you know, group of people. So that's what I'm really aiming for, no matter what happens in the future.
So then what are we – What should we be expecting for Saturday?
The dubstep or just drum and bass?
I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's just I've just been listening to a lot more urban music lately, and I really feel inspired in some certain areas as far as the soul funk. Which, you know, if I end up playing a song later tonight, it's not going to sound anything like that. I'm going to play you one of the ones I've been working on lately. But after this next recording, I'm definitely going to switch things up. So,
okay. So what do we want to do now? Do we want to play something live? Do we want to play something off your disc? Or do we want to hand the guitar to him?
Yeah, Rob could play something.
I could. Okay. Sure.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you even get one of those things?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this a plectrum? Thick.
So what are you going to be playing for us, Ben?
This one is fairly new. It's called You're the One for Me.
Rob Dusky live on NeoRex.
Get off that plane. In my bed, 'cause you're the one for me, baby, and I'm seeing red. Kick off your boots, come in my arms, 'cause you're the one for me, baby, and I'll keep you warm. You're the one for me. You're the one for me, yeah, yeah. You're the one for me, yeah. You're the one for me. You're the cherry on top, my Sunday surprise. I see the greatest version of me, darling girl, when I look in your eyes. Your kiss is soft like pillow speak, 'cause you're the one for me, baby, and my knees are weak. 'Cause you're the one for me. 'Cause you're the one I see, yeah. 'Cause you're the one for me, yeah. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. Because you're the one for me.
Rob Dusky live on NeoRex. New music from Rob. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
And we've got Thor Platter in studio as well, and the two of them, Thor's headlining, Rob's opening at Brothers Lounge Saturday night.
Which is great because, you know, Thor used to open for me at
That's
Brothers,
right.
So it's nice to see, you know, people's careers evolve a little bit. So I'm really happy that he's doing that.
And it's one of those, I think it's happened with everybody, at least at some point locally. At least it seems that everybody seems to be opening for each other.
It's just more fun to hang out with people. You find a niche and you find people you like hanging out with, mm-hmm. you know. And you agree with musically and you make fun of the same people. That's what it's about. No matter how bad they are at relieving themselves or
That's right.
staring at you while you're doing it.
Wow, you just took that one really awkward, really fast. So,
Can we gossip about people locally?
let's not do that.
Let's dig in.
I say, unless you're going to gossip about that one.
Yeah.
This Jason. One stand.
Jason?
Right, can we talk about some new... Like, do you guys talk... Yeah. I mean, because I forgive me, I didn't listen to last week's show, but I know Jason said you guys did talk about... But you guys have listened to Rachel Brown's new record?
Yes. We will actually have it on very soon. We might actually play it
tonight. Right, yeah. After I hope this. You do. I really like that.
I haven't had a chance to listen all the way through to it, mm-hmm. but we've played a
well,
couple
let's stop
of
the show.
Now.
I mean, that's come on here. No, I really, I was a you know supporter of hers on Kickstarter. I mean, I would have gone and bought the record anyway, but I really dig it. And then Harper, you know, J.S. Harper's got that new one coming out.
Yeah, I heard his whole record. It's amazing.
Yeah, and Greg, if you're listening, NeoRocks, WJCU, @gmail.com. I sent him a message last week.
He's on the Twitter.
You'll get him on Twitter.
No, I'm saying
he Twitters more than anything.
Mm-hmm. We want his music.
He tweets.
Well, I don't know if it's released. He might be able to throw you a spoiler.
He'll give you a track to play.
If he's listening.
Yeah. Everything sounds real good.
His release is in July, too. So.
Okay.
Lots of good music
here
in Northeast Ohio.
a lot has come out and a lot is coming out. I know that. So.
Ray's show, too. Holy cow. Oh. We were all there for that, right?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday, man. Ray Flanagan, the Authorities. He made me want to quit. I hate that guy.
He's
a really good friend of mine, but I hate him because he's so good. His band is so good.
There's a lot of people that I think have said that as well. And I tapped Brent on the shoulder because he was supposed to follow Ray, and I went, you sure you want to get up on stage now? And even Brent's like, no.
But he had Ray with him anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
He cheated.
That's true.
So once again, Saturday night,
yep.
Brothers Lounge, two of you kicking off at 8. You said?
Doors at 8.
Doors are
8. Shows at 9. Yeah.
Shows at 9. I'll probably play a set, and Thor and his band will take care of the rest of the night.
That's it. And where can people go to find out more information about both of you?
ThorPlatter.com.
BrothersLounge.com.
Yeah. I've just forced people to Google me now, because now I'm pretty secure in Google. There's nothing else that comes up. There's a real weird band out of Sweden. That's about if you click 3-4 pages over. But for the most part, you can find me, you know, on anything.
Would you ever think about touring with them?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
I'd pay for that. That'd be great.
Well, that's
no,
fine.
So you're saying, like, no one's Googling Thor Platter and be like, did you mean Gary? Like, it's coming up pretty good.
No.
In the registry.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, that's now, cool. I mean, if you give it 6 months, you Google Rob Dusky, you might have Lakewood Blotter, Police Blotter, maybe. But
Police Blotter, has
I just like to
musician.
Say I love Lakewood. There's no sarcasm on this microphone here.
There's no sarcasm on this microphone
played,
either.
We just played The Taste of Lakewood. It was great.
It's a funny story.
Love the mayor. Love the police chief.
I
do not like to get pulled over. Thank you.
We're spiraling down very quickly. Thank you guys for coming in.
Sure. Thank you.
He just opened the door. He's like, get out.
That's great.
You guys are welcome to stick around with
us.
Okay,
well, yeah, let's keep going.
So I got one more track
from
you, Thor. This is the last track on the album.
Yes.
You want to say a little bit about it?
It's called When Family Lets You Down, which has nothing to do with my family, but I've already talked to them. They got really upset when I first released the album. But it's just about a work family and, you know, that kind of stuff and them letting you down. But it's a great – it's one of my favorite tracks on the album because we have Chris Hanna's playing – organ on it, and there's a screaming solo in there, and there's some good guitar solo stuff, and it's real cool.
All right. Well, we've got Thor Platter right now. Thank you very much,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
When Family Lets You Down on NeoRocks.
It won't get better someday when family lets you down. You can have it your way, there'll be hell to pay when family lets you down. We're all on the same road. Let's try to get it close. You won't let me know. You won't let me know.
like a bird on a wire. And everything's on fire, falling down to the ground. No one left to blame but yourself, it's a shame.